Southern California is struggling with an early arrival of the wildfire season, which usually begins in August after a long hot summer. As Danielle Carson reports, the dry conditions have kept firefighters busy responding to almost 700 wildfires so far this year.
Los Angeles has seen just over 5 inches of rain so far this year. Normally it's 14. That's left normally green hillsides brown and tinder dry. William Patzert, a climatologist with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, says the combination of dry heat and strong winds create the ideal conditions for wildfires.
When the situation is so incendiary as we see it today, and we get a nice strong Santa Ana for a few days or as long as a week, then we're in deep trouble.
Humans cause most wildfires, which means they're preventable. So officials urge people to make sure their campfires or cigarettes are fully extinguished. Meanwhile, forecasters say it's unlikely Southern California will get much rain before the fall. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee says he believes the Boston Marathon bombing suspects had some training in carrying out their attack. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Representative Michael McCaul says it's too soon to rule out foreign terrorist links.
Right out of the box, U.S. officials anonymously are saying there is no foreign connection to this case, when in fact the FBI just began its investigation.
Officials say homemade bombs built from pressure cookers have been used by militants in Afghanistan, India, and Pakistan. This is NPR News.